Interim Detroit Police Chief Dunn being most dangerous city in U.S., launches Operation Restore Order. By Kyle Olson on June 24, 2021. The interim Detroit Police Chief is done with his city being the most dangerous city in the U.S., a designation it has earned for years. Interim Police Chief James White launched Operation Restore Order. Enough is enough Wednesday to purge the community of individuals who have outstanding warrants, participate in the sale of illegal narcotics, and/or possess illegal firearms, WWJ reported. Wednesday's raids netted 28 arrests, consisting of 20 felony arrests, including one person accused of murder and one of a violent carjacking, and 11 firearms seized, 3 search warrants executed, 21 vehicles impounded, more than 400 ordinance violations issued and large number of drugs seized, including cocaine, methamphetamines, heroin and opioid pills. Thursday's operations focused on other parts of the city. Detroit ranks as the most violent city in the country, according to iHeartRadio, and has been the top, or close to it, for years. The stats from 2017 were sobering. Detroit experienced 2,057 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, USA Today reported. Chicago, which receives regular national media coverage for murders and other senseless crimes, had 1,099 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. The bottom line is, keep our city safe, keep our residents safe. We're unapologetic about keeping our community safe, White said. We're gonna do the work necessary to make sure that the community is safe. A 2-year-old child was killed on I-75 June 12. A family was on their way home from basketball practice at about 9:45 p.m. when another car pulled up and started firing shots, the Detroit Free Press reported. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy called it a mistaken identity attack. The boy's older brother was also allegedly shot by Darius Avanti Lanier, 19, and Eugene Meredith Hubbard, 21, both of Detroit, but is expected to survive. In May, a group of young entrepreneurs running a mowing business suffered a third break-in in 5 years. Cortex was started for kids to learn how to be their own boss and build self-esteem, according to Viv. When the business was broken into a third time, community members donated to keep it going. I thought, geez, these hard-working kids, and I felt so bad and thought this is something we can help with. Ron Weingart said, who donated 8 mowers, 5 trimmers and an abundance of other equipment. He is helping to get the kids trained to use commercial equipment. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.